is because it will help us as we build this plan. It will help us identify the future vision of local transportation, but will also identify all the current local transportation issues. It will help us create more consensus on what those local transportation issues are. We've been out talking, we went to the fair, we've interviewed stakeholders, we've interviewed technical people, we've interviewed a number of people who have given us probably 100 different things that need to occur within a transportation master plan. And what we hope to do is focus on some of those issues that can be lumped together or considered together and create that focus so that we can move it ahead into a strategy of how do we accomplish the solutions to challenges that all of you are going to identify. And it also facilitates local decision making and helps us come up with an action plan. This is a rural model, and while Elbert County is no longer fully a rural county, it's something we call ex-urban county. It's a county that has its rural roots but has been transformed in many ways by new development that has come in. I have a slide that left me. That has come in and has sub-developments that are very similar to developments in the metro area, yet don't have the amenities for those subdivisions, and that would be an issue as well. So you have those people who come in and want amenities and expect amenities and expect conditions of a certain nature, and people who've lived here for a long time and have rural lifestyle, and we're trying to marry both of those as Elbert County grows into the future. Public conference overview. Our first meeting tonight will identify critical issues. I'll tell you how this is going to work in a minute. And we're going to try to build some community consensus on those critical issues. And then at the end of tonight's meeting, we're going to ask for citizen volunteers who want to work on those issues, 3 to 5 issues. The second meeting, we're going to review those critical issues, make sure they're still pertinent, prioritize them, and figure out what the future looks like for those issues, and what the community policy should be for those issues. We'll talk about a lot of different things, maintenance and improvement, connectivity, lifestyle, all of those things. And the third meeting then will be, as we're moving ahead with this transportation plan and we're putting the technical pieces together, will be an action strategy based on feasibility. What is the feasibility of some of the strategies that have been identified? And what then can a component, what are all the components of a transportation master plan that means something to Elbert County? How do we get there? The community trends, and I feel like I'm speaking to the choir here because all of you live here and you know this stuff. But I want you to know that we've been investigating your community, and here's what we have heard, and here's what we've discovered. You have a diminishing rural character that's not the same as it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. It's still very rural in some places, but in other places it's no longer quite that rural. It has increasing transportation requirements. There are many people that we talk to who commute out of Elbert County into the metro area or into Colorado Springs, who maybe work at DIA. We've heard from a lot of people that there are inadequate road connections from Elbert County to the metro area, and that it's a very long distance if you need transit. There simply isn't a population density close enough to be able to get transit like RTD or light rail or any of those things right now. And we're going to have to determine what does that future timeline look like if that ever happens, and will it ever happen? We've heard that dramatic weather events can really affect road conditions. I was at a meeting here, oh, I don't know, maybe a month and a half ago, Richard, it was a water board meeting, and it was the worst downpour I've ever seen. The cable on the roof made it so you couldn't even hear the presenter. It was mud, there was no visibility, you couldn't see the lines on the road, and I suspect that that happens a lot. I've heard from a lot of the EMS people who say when it's a storm, when it's snowstorm, when there's wind, when there's rain. All of those things really affect road conditions out here. And we have a dispersed network with high cost for operations and maintenance. I heard a lot of people say, no, my roads are not maintained. And I need paving. And I need shoulders on my road. And when you think of the number of road miles in Elbert County, that's a pretty incredible task to take care of all of that with the amount of money that comes into the county. It's a very large county. It's, I think it's 1854 square miles is what I understand. And the population has been estimated from the Department of Local Affairs at about 19,980. But we believe, talking to others in EMS, people or the people on staff, it's probably more like 25,000 in this county right now.